like maybe not. She's like kind of like starting to head towards Japandroids territory. Like looking up the streaming options for that song, she just have like full sets on the CBC Music YouTube channel. So like Sade's big time now.
Yeah.
Sade's big time now. And you know what? Few people are deserving. Is that right saying? Few people are as of
deserving, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So she's great. This is a great track. It seems like every subsequent release is leveling up what she
better
did
and
before.
Better. Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
Jesse, is it time to get fuzzy? Or fuzzy.
Okay. Okay. Yes, it is. We're going to get real big fussy with a track by Be Afraid, who put out a new record, which came out on Friday of this week.
Yep.
It's called Dreaming, and it opens up with this track, Big Fuss. We'll be right back. Hey, that's new-ish music from Patrick Ferrugia from the extended edition, deluxe edition, deluxe edition of You Can Find the Joy in Anything. That was called Malaise. Who can't relate to the lyrics? You're living in a fantasy blockbuster from 93.
Gosh. Don't we miss it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Before Patrick, we heard Scarlet Fever. From the record Girl with Shank, which we've already played at least once, and a band we've gushed about, sounding really like dialed in and confident and
big,
just big and intentional.
Yeah,
in that track and in that record. So go check it out before they blow up and become too big for the tape, as is likely to happen. And kicking that off, that set off, was the track that kicks off the new record by Be Afraid called Big Fuss. I did want to mention Be Afraid one more time because on their Bandcamp, I have an issue. It says a slug is always on its own. It's a lonely insect. I don't think a slug is an insect. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but my gut is saying a slug is not an insect. And what do you think, Jamie? Is a slug an insect?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? Apparently a slug is a mollusk.
Oh,
so it's closer to like a clam than it is an insect.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not sluggish. It was the guitar solo.
Mm.
We were talking a little bit off air about it. Jesse, you like a ripping solo.
Yeah, and as you were mentioning, there was a time that you, dear listener, might remember when the guitar solo was no longer cool, when it was like, I'm not going to try hard enough to be able to master my instrument to do a ripping guitar solo. I'm just going to play one note 100 times. And you know what? Sometimes if you play it with the right energy and the right emotion, that works. But it seems like the ripping guitar solo is back, baby.
Finally. Welcome home. Welcome. We missed you.
Someone else we missed is Anchoress, but because they sort of stopped doing stuff for a little bit, but they're back and they have a new record, and they played a show to release this record on December 6th, last night, and it's now out. It's called Cold Opens, and there's a track that's, it's Anchoress, so a lot of the times the lyrics are a little dark and political, and this one's called Occupied Territories, and you'll pick up on what it's about pretty quick.
We will not yield. holy Beretta, holy Rick-a-digga-digga-digga-digga-do. Holy Beretta, holy Vendetta, holy Rick-a-digga-digga-do. Yes, man, I'm God, we are just fans of our giant holy can. Not for it to understand, from a foreign holy land. Yeah, na na, to by the window, praise with candles and some flowers. Not for you to understand, praise the Lord and praise the can. Holy Beretta, holy Vendetta, holy Rick-a-digga-digga-digga-digga-do. I've got a drop in a can, drink it up with enough. Take a trip, I'm like a dinner, now I need for a dump. I've got a drop in a can, cause I mean I can stare. So delicious and nutritious and high on the man. I've got a drop in a can, there's a taste in the lace. With a dozen kind of flavors that I share to hydrate. I've got a drop in a can. We can't expand the creation of the dishes to the drinking maker. Holy Vendetta, holy Beretta, holy Rick-a-digga-digga-digga-digga-do. Holy Beretta, holy Vendetta, holy Rick-a-digga-digga-digga-do. Yes, man, I'm count, we are the spans of our giant holy can. Now for you to understand, from a foreign holy land. Yeah, man, out by the window, praise with candles and some flowers. Now for
was that one called, Jamie?
It was called Smoochin', Water Sippin', and Smooth Jazz.
Exactly. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll by, well, punk rock from Van with the Saxophone. That was Like Whatever. Before that, we had Mushy Face, Giant Beer Can, some goof punk.
Yeah, I said to you that I think that there are a few bands that, like, the band name and band sound are as, like...
aligned.
Aligned, yeah.
Mushy Face. And before that, Occupied Territories by Anchorus. Just thinking about a potential future Canada-U.S. armed combat situation. Love it.
Love those thoughts.
Love those thoughts. Okay, we are running out of time, and so we have time for one more song, Jamie. Do we play an East Van rock and roll band made up of five boys ages 10 to 12, or do we play a Vancouver-based sextet who meld elements of ambient pop, shoegaze, punk rock, post-punk, trip-hop, and darkwave?
I want to do that one, but like the novelty of the former is very fun. Let's play the youths.
All right, this is Blue Jay Valley, and their title track off their new record, the youngest band ever signed to a record label, according to their Bandcamp. Which, given what I know about other, anyway, whatever. Here's Breakaway by Blue Jay Valley. We're running out of time,
Jesse.
This is it for the mixtape.
So sad.
I want to let you listen to the rest of Breakaway by Blue Jay Valley, because it rules. We'll be back again soon. Love you lots.
Bye.
Bye.